Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for calling in to the Sound of Power for this time of Spirit-led intercession with Belinda Farrington. We will get started in just a moment. Again, I want to thank you all so much for taking the time to call in and join in with me today for Spirit-led intercession. We bless the Lord. We will get started in a few moments. Praise the Lord. Thank you again for joining us. We want to give a few more moments for a few more callers to join us. We will start promptly at 7:35 p.m. Again, we will start promptly at 7:35 p.m. with our time of intercession. Praise the Lord. Again, thank you for joining us for this time of Spirit-led intercession. I am going to read into your hearing Isaiah 51. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord, look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit which you are digged. Look unto Abraham your father and unto Sarah that bare you, for I called him alone, and blessed him and increased him. For the Lord shall comfort Zion, and he will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation. For a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. My righteousness is near, my salvation is gone forth, and mine arm shall judge the people. The isle shall wait upon me, and on my arm shall they trust. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, and look upon the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their revilings. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm shall eat them like wool. But my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the ancient days, and the generations of old. Art thou not that hath cut Rahab and wounded the dragon? Art thou not, and which have dried the sea, the waters of the great deep, that have made the depths of the sea a way for the ransom to pass over? Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. I, he that comfort you, who art thou, that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the son of man which shall be made as grass? And forgettest the Lord thy maker, that hath stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, and hath feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy? And where is the fury of the oppressor? My God. The captive exile hasten that he may be loose, and he should not die in the pit, nor that his bread should fail. But I am the Lord thy God that divided the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name. And I have put my words in thy mouth, and I have covered thee in the shadow of my hand, that I might plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth, and say unto Zion, thou art my people. Awake, awake, stand up, O Jerusalem, which has drunk at the hand of the Lord the cup of his fury. Thou hast drunken the dregs of the cup of trembling and run them out. There is none to guide her among all the sons whom she hath brought forth, neither is there any that taketh her by the hand of all the sons that she hath brought up. These two things are come unto thee. Who shall be sorry for thee? Desolation and destruction and the famine, my God, and the sword. By whom shall I comfort thee? Thy sons have fainted. They lay at the head of all the streets as a wild bull in the neck. God, these are the days that we are living in. They are full of the fury of the Lord, the rebuke of thy God. Therefore, hear now this, thou afflicted and drunken, but not with wine. Woo, my God, thou hear now this. I got to read that again. Thou afflicted and drunken, but not with wine. Thou said, thy Lord, the Lord and thy God that pleaded the cause of his people, behold, I have taken out of thy hand the cup of trembling, even the dregs of the cup of my fury. Thou shalt no more drink it again. Put it into the hand of them that afflict you, which have said to thy soul, bow down that we may go over. And thou hast laid thy body as the ground as the street to them that went over. So far, the scripture, Isaiah 51, 1 through 19, I have read for you so many wonderful things that are in that particular verse of scripture. But one thing we see is some of the things that we are dealing with now as a nation. Some of the things that we are dealing with as a nation, we see in this text. But the good thing is, there comes a day when God turns. God will turn it around, and he turns it around because of intercession. It is the pleas that we make. It is us pleading to God. Our call is about to drop. There is an issue with the time limit. I did not schedule it right. If I can get you guys to, it's going to drop in a couple minutes. I see that it was an error on my part. It is not the system. It was me. So in a few moments, we are actually, this call is going to drop in about 4 minutes. So we won't really get started into intercession because we're going to have to dial back in. My apologies. Somehow the length of the time of the call. And so we are going you will have to call back in a few moments. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and end this call and have you to call back in. Those of you who are on now, if you could disconnect the call now, and I'm going to end this call and have you call back in about 2 minutes. So please go ahead and disconnect the call at this time. Amen.
Amen.